From studios located in the rock and roll capital of the world, Cleveland. It's the VR2 Show, brought to you by the University of Findlay, VR2's flagship station, WLFC FM, and Classic Fiat, located in Mentor, Ohio. Log on to www.driveclassicfiat.com to see the new Fiat 500, the official car of the VR2 Show. Now, here's radio's redundant pundits, Mike Unis and Chris Kraus.
Let's hear it for rock and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Nokia Theater, we welcome you to the 2013 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Inductions.
Okay, well, here we are.
Oh my God.
I know.
Could this be cooler?
Yeah, it's... I'm a little nervous. Are you nervous?
Well, I mean, come on.
I can't believe it.
They called us.
Shh, gotta keep your voice down.
But they called us.
Listen to that crowd.
I know.
Amazing.
Well, you know, we really lucked out because Jan Wenner couldn't be here.
I know. Can you believe that the publisher of Rolling Stone called us to stand in for him?
Well,
VR2.
It's about time.
At the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Induction. I mean, I'm a little nervous, though. Do you have everything figured out?
Well,
okay, so now
I know
that, okay, Usher is going to be singing Michael Jackson song.
How do my leather pants look?
Michael, you look fine.
Okay, what?
Do you know who's going to... Okay, so Donna Summer is being inducted, but who's the singer that's introducing her? Who is it? What is the song? Michael?
I've done my homework, I think.
It's Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, Jennifer Hudson,
yes,
is going to do it.
And what is the first
She's
song?
Great. Bad Girls.
Right. And it goes right into...
Hot Stuff.
No.
Well,
it does
on the record.
Michael, you're supposed to remember this stuff. Come on. We're
going
to go on in like 2 seconds.
I remember
here.
The vinyl.
Okay, what's the date of the HBO special for the induction ceremony? What is it? What's the date? It's when?
May something.
May 18th,
May
Michael.
18th.
That's your
yeah.
part.
But seriously, how do I look?
Okay. Oh, this is just crazy.
Okay.
You look fine.
Now, what about...
What? Don't forget
yeah, what?
That Rush introduced the group that's introducing Rush because they're being inducted. Do you remember the name of the group?
Why isn't it Rush?
Well, but they're going to introduce Rush.
Oh, the Foo Fighters.
Right.
Okay,
oh my God,
okay, I'm good.
God.
I got it back. I'm back. I'm
okay,
back.
So
I'm back.
What else are you talking about here? Do you got it all? Okay, so now don't forget that the Ahmet Ertegun Award this year is being shared by...
Cher is going to be here?
Michael.
It's going to be Cher?
Michael, no.
What?
Listen to me. Ahmet Ertegun Award, the Legacy Award, is a big award. It's shared with Lou Adler and Quincy Jones.
Oh, got it. Got
okay?
it. Okay? Yes.
Okay, well...
Yeah, I think...
Okay, good luck.
So, all right, I got that down. I got
okay.
that. Who else? I mean, do I need to know anything else?
No, you're good. You're good. Hart is going to be here,
okay.
So we have to introduce Hart. Michael,
what?
Get back here. You've got to pull your head behind the curtain. You can't go
look
out there.
Guess who's sitting in the first row?
Whatever. Who?
Casey Kasem.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I got to go talk to him.
Quiet.
Can I talk to him?
Our mics are going to be on. We're going out.
We are pleased to announce our master and mistress of ceremony for this year's 2013 induction ceremony.
Oh my God, good luck.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, live from the rock and roll capital of the world, our very special guests from VR2 Radio, please give a warm welcome to radio's redundant pundits and our master and mistress of ceremony, Mike and Chris.
Here we go. Okay, Michael, come on. We gotta go out there. Come on. Gotta say something, Michael. Michael!
What?
Michael, wake up!
What?
You didn't even... I can't even believe it. You did not hear me coming down the stairs.
I
Why
must
are
have
you
fallen
so tired?
Asleep. But, you know, I had this dream
and
you
were
there.
Like, you're just like...
No, listen.
What?
You were in
what
the
is
dream.
This?
We were...
Look at this. Where did you get this?
We were the MCs at the Hall of Fame
Mike,
inductions this year.
What is this as a program?
What?
Yes, it's for the 2013 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Induction Ceremony. Where did you get this?
What?
Michael?
Really? No. We'll be right back.
words were written on the studio wall.
Radio, reclaiming radio's greatest music.
Greatest years.
65 through 85.
24/7, 365.
That's VR2.
Stand so low, you got to pick 'em up just to say.
VR2, and wow.
Yeah, what could be better than a heart song?
I don't know.
You know?
Not
and
much.
This one, this is a really great tune.
It is.
Do you not love that they have been finally inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
They, you know, as rock and roll women go,
yeah.
I mean, they are off solid rock, aren't they?
Well, you know, what's interesting is I recall that in the 70s, women were all dolled up. You know, they were wearing kind of this and or that. Lots of disco divas, lots of all that. Singer, songwriter, Carole King, Joni Mitchell. But Anne and Nancy, come on. They came on and they kicked butt.
Well,
finally,
still
they received
butt.
The recognition that they deserve. Number 15, this was on the Billboard Hot 100.
Was it?
1978, yeah.
I thought it was a bigger song than that.
Uh-uh.
15. You know what? No, this one, I was disappointed
straight
that
up.
It wasn't so big.
Yeah. You're talking about Crazy for You.
Yeah, no, that song.
Yeah, Crazy on You, rather.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the Wilson Sisters.
That's
Canadians
it.
Best.
That's it.
But anyway.
Western Canada, right?
Uh-huh. I think so.
Like
a I do
Vancouver-ish.
Think so. Something like that.
So, hey. Before that, we were, you know, it's a song, you know, gives the reason for all of the people wearing inserts in their heels, platforms, slides, and stilettos.
Yeah, Randy Newman, another absolutely outstanding artist.
I do love him.
I know, yeah. And he was finally also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He was.
2013's a big year for him.
Yep.
And did you know who his backup singers for the night were? He brought on stage with him when he was performing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Jackson Browne, Tom Petty, and John Fogerty, all past inductees themselves.
Yep.
Yeah. Really great.
Well, you know, it's got to be a nice reunion for them. And finally getting paid for work that you did so many years ago, it's nice. But it has been a long time coming. I mean, he was old enough to not be with us.
Well, this song was number two. Actually, Short People,
yeah.
To my recollection. And it from 1977, I think.
Yes, I was on the radio for the first time when
yeah.
this song was big.
And it was really cool at the induction ceremony. Don Henley introduced him. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
I think that's very
nice
cool.
Nice little fraternity of rockers.
Yeah, I think so. A novelty song.
Yep.
That was very, very good. And I think Glenn Frey.
I say Frey. You say Frey.
I say Frey. Glenn Frey did the backing vocals on this as well.
I do remember my Frey shorts.
You and your clothes. You're worse than a woman. But anyway.
You know what?
What?
I'm bringing back my frayed pants.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
So the spirit of radio, which we will never let die. Rush.
Yeah, can you believe this song? This is a very great song.
Now,
Rush,
you're telling me they've never been inducted before?
No, nobody can believe it. It's kind of pathetic, but finally it happened for them. And this particular song was written about a Canadian radio station.
Yes.
CFNY.
Yep.
And all the station that the station stood for and the spirit of radio.
They're in Toronto, I think.
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
But it's all about beginning the day with a friendly voice, your radio DJ.
Yeah, well, we know all about
it. And what's really cool about this song, I just love. At the very end, it says, "For the words of the prophet are written on the studio wall, echoes with the sound of salesmen."
Yeah, well,
I know. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
It's a takeoff on Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, it is very cool.
Love
but anyway,
it.
Great song.
So we've got a lot more inductee folks to celebrate.
We
so
do.
We, in our second set,
mm-hmm.
have some what I would feel are the kings of the music industry.
Yeah, we have some really great artists to celebrate.
Yeah. So stay here for the rest of all of this stuff, and you'll be happier and wiser.
What?
I don't know.
I don't either.
VR2, recycled vinyl.
Giving back radio's greatest years.
Now, back to Mike and Chris on VR2. Vintage Rock Radio.
Hey, Chris, you ready to get right back into it?
I am ready to get right back into it. Quincy Jones, what a guy.
Well, yes.
Right? He won, finally, also another fantastic artist that was finally inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, and I can't believe it was just this year that happened.
But I know, especially with all the things that he has accomplished. But this particular song is an amazing song.
The song we have chosen is Ai no Querida, and...
Yeah, it's Japanese, isn't it?
Well, it's Spanish.
Mike, it's Japanese.
It's about a bullfight.
It's the bullfight of love is what the title means.
So why does that have to be Japanese?
But it is Japanese. It's got Japanese origins. Seriously.
All right.
So
what is that? Kind of like a...
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Is it like a wonton taco?
Wonton taco?
Well, it's
Japanese and... Mexican?
Or? Well, I don't get the connection between, the Far East.
We'll just leave it as a Japanese taco or a wonton taco.
Let's leave it at that.
Oh, dear. It's a great song.
Oh, Join Mike and Chris as they recycle your favorite vintage rock radio requests from the greatest years in radio.
1965 through 1985.
Log in www.vr2show.com
for show times and to post your requests now.
Kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. For trying, I'm trying to make it too. I got one little hang up, baby. I just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? All the way now. With you by
my side. They can't keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
VR2 and we are.
Yeah?
In the ghetto. Lock the doors, girl.
Why?
Because we're in the poor side of town.
We are in the poor side of town. It's an absolute truth. I gotta tell you, though, this is one of my favorite songs. I think that maybe I'm gonna add this to my top 10 casket.
This song?
Uh huh. I love
my
it.
My sister
much.
Loved this song, too.
You know, this is, I would refer to this as Pop Soul Johnny Rivers from 1966.
And it's got a little Contra thing going on.
It does. This song is priceless. I actually wore this top 10 out. I mean, seriously. I could hear the song over and over and never really get tired of it.
That's right.
You know, and you know what? You and I danced to this song a long time ago.
Where?
I don't remember where, but we did.
Were we on the poor side of town?
No,
we are now.
No, that was tomorrow.
Yeah.
But hey, listen, what's real exciting about this song, it was produced by Lou Adler, who in fact was just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Quincy Jones.
Okay, there's the connection.
And he won the Ahmet Erdogan recognition. It's a legacy award.
Wow.
Is what it is. And it's kind of amazing. Lou Adler, this guy was a producer. He directed Cheech and Chong. He sits courtside, actually, next to Jack Nicholson.
How
many
old
of
is
you.
This dude?
You know what? I don't know. I think he's almost 70-something, 74-something. So he and Quincy Jones get this honor together.
Nice.
As you recall, he owned the Roxy Theater, and he produced the Monterey Pop Festival, and he produced Herb Alpert, Jan and Dean, Sam Cooke, Mamas and Papas, and, of course, the song that we chose, which was Johnny Rivers.
Very deserving.
Poor side of town.
He's
very
a deserving dude.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Righteous. And before that, wow.
A great song by Michael Jackson.
And influenced by Quincy.
Well, Quincy produced his album, as you recall.
Do you remember? Right
I do.
About this time, Quincy had written Ain't Nobody for Michael Jackson as his comeback song.
Yeah, but gave it to Chaka.
I know.
I know.
I'm glad he did. But this would then be one of his comeback songs.
What's really cool about this song, Usher actually sang it at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2013 induction ceremony for honoring Quincy Jones and certainly honoring Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But Quincy, do you know what his middle name was?
No.
Delight. Quincy Delight Jones, American record producer, conductor, arranger, composer, television producer, instrument of choice was the trumpet, believe it or not. An amazing guy, 79 Grammys.
Well, if you are going to sport a name like Delight, you better you better be good.
I know, right? 27 Grammy wins, first African American to be nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song, most Oscar-nominated African American since time began. And he has won the Ahmet Erdogan Award, which is pretty amazing.
Deserving dude again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just been such a great opportunity, I think, as a producer. His artists that he stood behind, Brothers Johnson, Aretha, Rufus, Michael Jackson, James Ingram, just a couple of my faves.
Goes on forever.
7 decades, Mike, of music.
How many people can say that?
Not anyone. Oprah Winfrey honored Quincy Jones, who cast her actually in The Color Purple, because he produced that as well, and he wisecracked from the podium at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and said that he didn't want to get inducted too early. Just 7 decades later.
Well, I know. Let's do the math on that.
Really?
We're lucky he's still with us.
Yeah, we're excited.
So,
yes,
Quincy
Mike.
Jones kicked off the set.
He sure did.
So, I Know Querida.
Yeah.
Was a great song.
1980, and I think. Was it? Or was it 1986?
Close. Well,
something like that.
A little later than 80, I believe.
Okay.
So, we're going to get into our last set.
I know.
As we do our honoring of the inductees in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, so stick around for the applause.
Yes, we got some cool ones left. We've got a couple interesting ones, too, and we are ending with a great song, a piece of fresh vinyl.
I know, right?
So,
I'm excited.
All right, you guys, you can get up and go to the bathroom.
But come
right
back. Have some popcorn.
Come right back, okay?
Just amazing. But what I really like about this particular piece from Eric Clapton.
Which is this?
This is Cross Cut Saw by
strange.
Eric. It's a strange name, but it's also Eric Clapton honoring Albert King, who in fact was a pioneer in blues guitar playing, and he influenced Eric Clapton tremendously. And this particular song was very famous by Albert King as well as by Eric Clapton.
We love it.
I know. You know what's cool about Albert is that in 1962, when he hit the scene, it was more of his blues and his guitar was more of a fresh, clean, sharp kind of sound. It was a lot different than the old dirty sound of the 50s. Hey, but you know what? He was on your favorite label. One of your favorite labels.
He was on Stax.
Yeah, got it. He was on Stax. And he actually did go on to influence some of the biggest rock giants ever. Cream, Paul Rodgers, Pat Travers, Jimi Hendrix, Lord knows Eric Clapton, Stevie Ray Vaughan, all because of this man, Albert King.
That makes sense.
I know. Yeah. And he's one of the three big King blues guitarists, B.B. King, Freddie King, and Albert King.
Wow.
This guy, Mike, did you know? He weighed 250 pounds. He's a big guy.
Wow.
They called him the Velvet Bulldozer.
Wow. That probably had a lot to do with the way he approached, I don't know, a plate of wings or ribs.
Velvet Bulldozer, American blues guitarist, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well,
pretty cool.
He never had to stay after dinner was over to clean his plate, because I'm sure. But hey.
Yeah, but what?
Listen to this guitar.
Oh, I know. Isn't it phenomenal?
That's what this is all about.
It is. It's all about, you know, great guitar, great blues, great influences, and
that's where it should always go when it's an inductee to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I think so.
First, look at that perfect ability.
What are the rules?
Ability to play that instrument.
I think it's something like 25 years after the first release of your first album, you're eligible. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, it's some outrageous
like
amount
that.
Of time. It's almost like you're going to be posthumously, honored for your. If you wait any longer.
I know, right? Really.
So hey.
Hey, what?
What? We should be getting into the next song.
Yes, we should.
And somebody who we love and passed on in 2013.
In 2013.
Here's Donna Summer.
I know, what a great song.
And this time, I'm in it for real on VR2.
Mike and Chris are back in the basement playing records that rock the house on VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
If man is the father, the sun is the center of the earth, in the middle of the universe, then why is this verse coming 6 times rehearsed? Don't freestyle much, but I write them like such.
Word.
Amongst the fiends controlled by the screens, what does it all mean, all this I'm seeing? Human beings screaming vocal javelins, sign of a local unraveling.
Uh-huh.
My wandering got my wondering, with crisis and all this crisis. Hating Satan never knew what nice is. Check the papers, well I bet on ISIS. More than your eye can see and ears can hear. Year by year all the sense disappears. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, 2 triple O's
near. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but the game if it ain't saying nothing.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Telling me I got to beware. It's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody, look what's going down.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
Scary. Like a lies buried in the library.
Right. What? Come on. What? Uh-huh.
First of all,
that right.
This is the reason why they're in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. They're in the Hall of Fame of F-bombs.
You know what? It is an F-bomb group. There's no question about that.
They're an F-bomb group. My gosh.
But, you know, these guys are all about rapping. The front rapper, Chuck D, helped create Public Enemy Sound. They
yep.
were hailed for everything about the emerging urban musical force called rap.
You know, it's a phenomenon, but, you know, wow. I'm thinking of all the people that could be inducted. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Well, of all the ones who have not yet,
yeah.
but apparently Chuck D, Flavor Flav, Terminator X, Professor Griff, and DJ Lord. You know, Flavor Flav, the clock
yeah.
around his neck, that's going to go in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, okay.
Can you believe it?
Well, yeah.
I know.
It's okay. You know, just because country and rap are not big forms of popular music for us doesn't mean that the rest of the world
isn't. This is truly a reflection of the huge growth in hip-hop popularity and influence over the last two decades, don't you think?
Yes.
Growing musical diversity in the hall, so to speak.
It's a stretch act for us because rap was, well, there was a little bit of rap in the 80s, but it was the infancy stages of rap, and it was understandable.
Well, it's not the first group that's of hip-hop that have, in fact, been inducted. Public Enemy is
right.
now, I believe, the fifth one. Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, Run DMC, as you recall, in 2009, and the Beastie Boys in 2012. So now
yep.
it's Public Enemy.
And I do understand all of those, and I just struggle a little bit with this, but that's all I'm going to say.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't need the backlash.
That right. Uh-huh.
So, before that.
Yes, before that.
Donna Summer.
I know.
God
do
love
not.
Her. God bless her. And God rest her soul.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The Love to Love Me Baby was
love
a big, big
baby.
Song. Right?
It was. It absolutely was.
Controversial.
Uh-huh.
You know, a little bit edgy for the time.
I think so.
But this song.
And that it actually was, in fact, sung by Jennifer Hudson at the Rock and Roll
right.
Hall of Fame and induction ceremony. Did you remember that?
I almost didn't, but you're right. You're
and
right.
they did sing Love to Love You Baby, but I really like this particular song.
It's very positive, and it's
this time
uplifting.
I know it's for real.
Yeah.
From 1989, it's a bit of a stretch.
I stretched.
I know.
But you don't stretch with Donna Summer because she was a 70s and 80s star.
Well, she was the queen of disco.
Yep.
And you know what, Mike? An amazing, powerful, I think underrated talent.
Yeah, well, her voice was flawless.
I think so.
She, you know, what she did every genre in popular music, it seems, you know, including gospel, and she did country. And
well, it's just pathetic, in my considered opinion, folks, that this woman, who recently passed on last summer, wasn't around to receive her award into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, what do you have to wait until somebody passes posthumously? It's just too bad.
It worked against, that system worked against this star.
Yeah. Great memories, great legend. She is a legendary star, and I'm happy she's finally in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Chris.
I love me some Donna Summer.
I know.
Yes, Mike.
We weren't the MCs of the actual show, but we did and always will be the MCs of our own show.
We are VR2 maniacs is what
so,
we are. We love what we do.
Do
you?
And we're going to wait a little bit longer for our awards, but, you know, not too much longer.
Hey,
we're
but we
take
have some
them.
Really great news to announce, don't we?
We do.
We do. We have, I'm going to let you announce it.
Well, you know, a testimony to the good work that we do, Chris.
Yes, Mike.
We have a fantastic sponsor returning, Fiat.
Indeed.
Classic Fiat has returned to the airwaves. We've got some big things to talk
they
about.
They are the car of VR2 show, I'll tell you that. We're going to be contesting a car, some bucks. It's going to
yeah.
be, you know, you got to listen. And
not
what
right
about
now.
Our stream?
Oh,
I mean, what a great response we are getting.
We are getting a great response. Thousands of people are coming to VR2Radio.com. They're also coming to our website to find us in droves, and it's kind of cool.
We are global, folks. So, hey, if you have anybody you want to talk to on the other side of the planet, do it through us.
Yeah.
We'll be sure to say, hey.
We'll be the communication conduit.
We will.
Because we can do
we
it.
We be the connection.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
So, Chris, are you ready for peace?
I am ready for peace.
We picked kind of a unique situation.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
So let's surprise everybody with a new, fresh piece of vinyl.
Okay.
And a song that, wow, for me.
New it, school, I
it's,
think.
It's okay. It's right? okay. My faith is restored in new music.
New music.
All right.
I'm so happy.
Mike and Chris are back, riding the peace train on VR2. All aboard.
Chris.
Yeah, Mike.
Are you ready for peace?
I am ready for peace. This is a great peace song that you have chosen.
It's weird because we are.
I like it a lot.
65 to 85, right?
We are.
But when I find a song that embodies and pulls all the great things from the music that we've had before this date and use it and pour it into a song, I simply have to live in it for a while.
Well, you know, this is Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
And he actually released this most recently, February of 2013. And it was number 5 on the Billboard Hot and number 1 in the UK. And interestingly enough, a top 10 song in several countries, international countries. But okay, so this is kind of a stretch for you because
it is. Yeah.
It's away from your guitar. What do you like about this song?
You know, the only thing I would say about the song, and it's funny, I was thinking about this today. The vocals are so strong.
Yeah. Well, I think he does that thing where he has different tracks and he harmonizes with himself on many different tracks, right?
Yeah, but see,
it's textured.
Overcompensates for needing a great guitar because there is a guitar riff in this thing. There's some guitar stuff in it, but it's quiet. And it doesn't stand out. And if I have to say anything about this song, it's vocally absolutely strong. It's musically slightly weak. But
You know what? I disagree. I have to say that this is a very phenomenal Blue-Eyed Soul tune.
Oh,
that's
no.
how I see it.
But did I say there was anything wrong with the song?
No.
But I am saying, now he did more with his voice and the vocals, even to create music.
I would agree that with that. There's some synthesizing going on here. I mean, if we have to analyze it.
Well, there's beatbox.
But I also have to say that I believe in my heart that the lyrics of the song are exceedingly strong.
Well, that's what I like about it.
All the way through.
The sentiment in the vocal and in the lyric are fantastic. And I love what he does to carry the music with his little noises like you like.
Yeah, for sure. No, you're absolutely right. It's very interesting that we both like this song, but I think it's amazing that, you know, it was just released in February. It was from 65 through 85. Enough of that already. Blue-Eyed Soul is Blue-Eyed Soul.
Yeah, and I am kind of a closet.
Please, be careful.
No, kind of a closet new music person.
Uh-huh.
I have to stay on it because I teach a class where there's a lot of young people.
I know.
So I have to explore the new music.
I know. In the next The VR2 show, we actually have a few new songs, too, that we're going to roll out.
New artists.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
Have you run that by me before?
I have. We've discussed it. But, you know, what I really like about this song, as I mentioned earlier, the lyrics are very, very strong. It's kind of interesting, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's got all of the feeling and all of the music that the songs had from the decades we love.
The lyrical message that he talks about the reflection. He sees himself. This is a love song, don't you think?
It is. Reminiscent of the song that Michael Jackson did, The Man in the Mirror.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that. You know, it's kind of cool. It's really almost complimentary when you see yourself in somebody that you really care about. I know that I feel that way when I look at my kids or somebody that I really care about.
It's an emotional song. I listened to the words and I became not emotional, but I thought, wow, this is plucking my heart.
Well, here's what I think about this song. I think that reflecting on your life can bring you peace.
Yep.
Without reflection, you kind of go blindly on your way, creating more unintended consequences. And everyone and everything that shows up in your life is a reflection of something that's happening inside of us. You almost become what you think, don't you think?
I think.
It is not so much the example of others that we imitate as the reflection of ourselves in their eyes and the echo of ourselves in their words, too. Reflection brings peace. So when you're kind of looking back on your own path that has led you to where you are right now, I think it can be very peaceful. I think you need to spend the time reflecting. Look in that mirror. And while you're reflecting on the good that you did today, or the thought that you pushed out of your brain because it wasn't very good, you know, you keep the ones that actually have good intentions close. And peace begins with a smile. And to smile at someone, yeah, it's sort of a connection. It really will evoke peace, and it will really evoke a smile in return. Peace starts with you, and it's contagious, a contagious reflection of what's in all of our hearts.
Well, the reflection thing is healing.
I think so.
It is also, it causes resolution.
I think so, too.
And when you can sit back and think about the day and think about, replay the day. I used to have a teacher that said, now pretend like your day was recorded and you could go back and play.
Sounds like my mother.
I know. Play back the video. There's going to be things you like and things you don't like. But you can't edit the past.
No, you can't.
But you certainly can learn from it. So, learn something. And I remembered that.
Well, obviously she influenced you, for goodness sake.
She did.
You know, and there's peace in people who influence us in a positive way, I think.
So.
And if you see your reflection in a mirror or in somebody that you know and you care about, it's a good thing. It's a peaceful thing.
That's good. And you know what, Chris?
No.
I'm looking at you. You're looking at me. I see, you see, we see, and you are breaking the studio, and everything's falling apart. So I'm going to get on with it and say, VR2.
And I'm going to say,
would you stop playing with that?
I'm not playing with it. It keeps falling apart.
Would you say your part?
Yeah, peace to you.
All right, well, have a great week. See you next show.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you shine at something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can take it, there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the glass, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me, but they can see the sand in my heart. There's a space and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now, and I'll tell you, baby, easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right here all alone. It's like you're my mirror. Oh, my mirror staring back at me. Oh, I couldn't get any bigger. Oh, with anyone else beside me. Oh, and now it's clear as a promise that we're making two reflections into one. Cause it's like you're my mirror. Something and original, cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see true summer in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. With your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soap, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your head on the glass, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me, but they can see the set in my heart. There's a space and now you're home. Show me how to fight for now. Tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured it out. You were right.
The universe is listening.